And now for something completely different.
A. Aaron Spelling. Here's one young American anarchist you will never own. Got it? Good.
There's something brewing here. There really is. And
so don't forget, the revolution is brewing in small batches. Violence is in check.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
The smoke is clearing from a showdown in Texas that pit phone companies against cable TV giants and put local control over next-generation networks at risk. SBC and Verizon led a lobbying charge to ram through legislation that would have allowed phone companies to negotiate statewide franchise agreements to offer TV service over their networks. Franchise agreements are essentially leasing contracts which specify how much companies must pay to run cables and wires along public rights of way. Cable companies negotiate franchise agreements on a community-by-community basis. The SBC-Verizon proposal would have dramatically simplified the negotiation process for the phone companies by putting it at the state level, but at the expense of local governments, which would have lost the right to charge for access to their own rights of way. Opposition from cities, towns, and concerned citizens set the Texas House and Senate at odds over details in the bill, and the legislative session came to a close over the Memorial Day weekend without an agreement. This battle was doubly significant because it took place in Texas, SBC's home state, where it employs one lobbyist for every two lawmakers in Austin. Now some of that lobbying might is focused on Washington, D.C., where Congressman Pete Sessions, a Republican from Texas, just introduced a bill in the House of Representatives that would prohibit local governments from building out their own broadband networks and running them like any other utility. For the record, Pete Sessions spent 16 years working for SBC, first as a manager, then executive, before embarking on his political career. And after a decade plus in Congress, SBC ranks as the congressman's number two corporate donor in terms of dollars.
Other congressional activity expected this summer involves broadcast television's transition from analog to digital. About 700 local TV stations now broadcast in digital, and lawmakers are expected to take up legislation that would mandate a hard deadline for turning off the old analog signals. Large chunks of spectrum freed up by the transition could then be auctioned for other uses, netting billions of dollars for the U.S. Treasury. A preliminary proposal in the House would turn off analog TV at the end of 2008. But there's lots of disagreement over exactly how to make the switch, including whether the government should subsidize the transition for those who can't afford new DTV-compatible sets, and how much of the reclaimed spectrum will be set aside for public safety and other non-commercial uses.
One person with a unique perspective about the recent controversies in the world of public broadcasting is Jack Mitchell. He was National Public Radio's first employee, co-created the program All Things Considered, and spent three terms as chair of NPR's board of directors in the mid to late 1980s. He's now a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and just published a book on NPR's history. Mitchell says there's not a lot of influence the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and its chairman, Kenneth Tomlinson, can exert on public radio directly, given that NPR is funded primarily through its affiliate stations. However, he's very displeased that the chair of CPB is also running the government's international media initiatives like the Voice of America.
They have the same person essentially overseeing our propaganda operations abroad, and then also be in charge of public broadcasting internally, I think is outrageous, and makes the assumption that public broadcasting in this country is supposed to be the same as our overseas operations. And there is a difference. There's a big difference.
Back in Washington, new bills in Congress would establish a special fund for public broadcasting, primarily to help public radio and TV stations make the conversion from analog to digital. While this new money source would be separate from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, it's not yet clear just how it would be managed.
Sometimes truth calls from unexpected places. At a mostly scripted forum on Social Security held May 24th in New York, President George W. Bush suffered a truthful moment as he reiterated a prime talking point of his plan to partially privatize the Social Security system.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Surprisingly, the unedited video and transcript of this forum is still available through the White House website.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
Listening on!
I know, but hey, sometimes it just takes a while to complete an audio edit, you know? Martha played here in Milwaukee at Pottawatomie's Casino on February 25th. Oh my God, what a show! But I was only one of about 120 people, I would guess, came and went and heard her live that night. So I'm sharing her Laura Flanders gig here for any of you to hear, because I really think you should hear Martha Redbone.
But I'm not sure that our guest is really going to facilitate that. She's quite sort of an activist type here. Her CD, Skin Talk, will get you up and dancing and chanting and a whole lot of other things besides. It's really an incredible mix of things, probably because she is too. Martha Redbone has a soulful new CD that I've been saying is kind of Jimi Hendrix meets the American Indian Movement. You'll hear what I mean by that. She's also become a kind of at-large cultural ambassador for Native Americans, but not just Native Americans. It's an amazing thing. But let me just say, she has a CD that has cuts that feature jazz ace Randy Brecker and Dennis Banks, the founder of the American Indian Movement. I mean, who else has a lineup like this? Jazz guys? Dennis Banks, not famous for singing backup. Martha Redbone, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
I mean, where the heck do you come from?
Well, I'm a New York City girl. I was born in Manhattan, raised in Brooklyn, and also Kentucky. And my mom's Native, and my dad is African American. So,
so the question remains.
New York City, you know, New York City, I guess, is where the jazz and Randy Brecker comes from. And the Reds, you know, out west is where Dennis Banks comes from.
And I'll just remind people who Dennis Banks is.
Laura started the radio show Counterpunch before jumping on the Air America bandwagon last year sometime. Yeah, I can't stand Air America Radio, but I love three shows that got sucked up by it. Janine Garofalo, Chuck D, and Laura. Oh, a brand new one I started loving just the other day is Steve Earle's Weekend Show, too, I guess. So, I guess that's...
All right, you get the idea? You get the idea? She's alive. Martha Redbone, tell us about the CD, Skin Talk. Where can people get it? And you're an unsigned artist. What does that mean when it comes to promoting it? How's it going?
Oh, well, being unsigned gives me absolute freedom and total control. How about that?
That's the good side.
Yeah, that's the good side.
Are you somebody that likes total control, Martha?
Not in a freaky way.
Well, you ain't going to get it, I'm in charge.
Not in a freaky way. But the freedom to be able to, you know, have someone like Dennis Banks on the album and to produce myself and to write all my own material and those kinds of things and to travel and do whatever festivals and shows, and if we want to do shows, you know, and play for as long as we want, you know, those freedoms are really, the creative freedoms are what we really treasure as musicians.
Now, you never meant to become like a political figure for the Native American movement or any other kind of movement.
Not at
all. When you started out, did you?
No, it's kind of, I suppose when you're, I guess how it used to be in the 70s, you know, if you were black, just by race, you were a political figure. You know, kind of like walking around with this old fist, you know. So I suppose, you know, if you're a Native American, it's the same thing now. So we're back in again, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you have some work to do. Tell us how your music goes down in the Native American community, because
we love it. Everybody loves it. I mean, it's alive. It's real. I mean, it's soul music. Music is from the soul, you know, and it's roots music. So. It goes over fantastic. Everyone loves it.
Now, we're going to hear in the next part of the program one of your tracks that includes some of Dennis Banks speaking. It also includes some chanting, some Native American chanting, or chanting that people might bring up in their minds. Oh, here's sort of the Native sound.
Right.
Tell us where that comes from.
Well, what I wanted to do is I had been thinking there must be a way to... infuse the old with the new and traditional with modern, you know, contemporary Native music. And I figured that there'd be a way to blend, you know, the voices of our grandfathers with the music of today with integrity and not feeling forced.
Milwaukee doesn't treat Indian musicians very well, do we? I'll give you just three examples, and they each affect Martha, among other Native American artists. First was the NAMIs. The one year it was here in Milwaukee. Local papers, radio, etc., corporate media was happy to give the free ads leading up to the show. You know, feature stories, glimpses, roundups, everything. But after the humongous show at the Marcus Amphitheater? Fuck! If you read the local dailies and weeklies, you'd think it never happened. I saw journalists there. Did they kill their own stories? But I digress. Alright, listen. Yes, Milwaukee shot themselves in the foot when they fucked the NAMIs. It will never happen here again, for many reasons, but that was one of them. So Martha gets a gig at Shank Hall after that. It got advertised all over the place as NAMI award-winning Martha Redbone comes here from New York City. Well, she fulfilled her contract, collected her gig money, and went right home. About 10 people went to that show. Shank Hall? Fuck Shank Hall. Martha's not the only one who's ever had a problem with Shank Hall. Okay, third one. Martha's gig at Pottawatomie. It went well by comparison, but that ain't saying much, huh? My only two complaints about that show, actually, will be this. The theater isn't really set up well for getting up out of your booth and dancing to her awesome R&B influences. It kind of reminded me of when I saw Jewel and Rusted Root in the amphitheater. Nothing but concrete chairs and stuff, you know. And then, I guess lastly, it's just not a lot of people put down their 32-ounce cups of quarters to rip themselves away from their slot machines and go inside and hear, oh my God, hear this woman rock the house. Well, we'd better start treating Indian artists well, because they do rock. And I'm not just saying that because of my own bias and partiality. It comes honestly. No conflict of interest here. I happen to like Indian music better than any other genre out there. Okay, a couple Martha gigs to tell you about right away. Get the rest of the gigs off of her own webpage. April 9th is her Skin Talk CD release party. 7:30 p.m. at the Sedona Creative Life Center. In Sedona. That's Arizona. And April 16th, she'll have rushed home to play Frank's Lounge in Brooklyn. Next time I'm on the East Coast, I sure do hope she happens to be home gigging around New York City, because I'm hopping on Amtrak and catching a couple of her shows for sure. www.martharedbone.com. Let's see, how did that song go? If you knew that you could change the world, would you really make it better? I should learn that song, huh?
Just towards the truth, with that smirk on his face. the Dalai Lama speaks from a different place, different space, different race, different case. Hey, didn't Jesus say, love your enemies? Hey, the White House looks to me like a den of thieves. Blood on your hands, oil in your veins, lies on your tongue, God on your side with the love.
You're either with us or you're against us.
Hey, you got me throwing shit at the TV screen.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Hey, where's your Christian heart? You're so goddamn mean, you made my mother scream. Blood on your hands, oil in your veins, lies on your tongue, God on your side with the love.
But I do firmly believe that the world will be safer and more peaceful if there's a regime change in that government.
Where's the love?
I made a really good choice when I asked Dick Cheney to be my running mate.
Where's the love? Where's the love?
Thank you for listening.
Where's the
race, everyone seems so blind. I call them all racist because they just can't face this. Every child's been left behind. All the rights are treaded on, all the rights could soon be gone. Civil rights just don't belong, treated like some political pawns. Don't pretend that it is all fine, because you made up on the unemployed line. While your job gets reassigned, some relation kid who's just pushing on. I'm a man of many talents, only breaking down off their balance. I hope I'm on the roof right off the strong, and I'm busting out my talking points.
First they fan and then they lied about the WMDs. Then they drop off your dads and moms and many more Iraqis. Then they vacationed as the nation's children went off to war. How many more rockets must I pour a barrel of oil? 100 billion spent to kill them, meanwhile millions are still left your jobless while they rob all our civil rights as well. It's time to move on and improve on the red, white, and the blue. I'll keep it beauty, are you with me? These talking points are true.
Murder, we'll tell my brother, and we'll be judged.